This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply in studio. Kyle Reed of the Douglas Forest Protective Association. Good morning.
Good morning.
So here we are. We had a record-breaking high, hottest day of the year yesterday, 93 degrees. Supposed to get to 90 today. Big storm this weekend, a lot of rain coming, but we've certainly got some looming fire conditions out there.
Yeah, we do. You know, conditions are quickly drying out as you drive around the county. You can see the lower elevations, especially in the southern and central portions of the county. The grasses is already starting to change, especially in those south slopes and those shallow rocky soils. As you move around to the other aspects or back into the shade lines, you're still going to find some green, but things are quickly changing out there.
And what's the concern level when you have temperatures like we had yesterday and today?
Yeah, you know, right now our biggest threat's still going to be from debris burning. So, you know, we're asking people, you know, hold off on any burning. You know, we're getting to the time of year. It's probably a good idea just to wait until next year if you have to burn after fire season ends. But there's always some other things people can do with their material, you know, whether it's get a chipper and chip that material or take it to the landfill or some other options as well.
And looking ahead, what's our situation since we last talked in terms of drought?
Yeah, so really our drought situation hasn't really changed much. You know, like you mentioned, we're looking at a pretty significant rainfall event here in the next day or so. But the reality is we're still about 13 inches behind normal rainfall. So even if we get twice as much precipitation as what they're calling for, we're still going to have a double-digit rainfall deficit going into fire season. So that is something that's somewhat concerning.
And it's not just Douglas County, right? It's the whole West that is looking like it. You're going to have these situations.
Yeah. You know, looking at Oregon, most of the state is in some form of drought condition. You know, the kind of southwest corner again is kind of highlighted there on the map, kind of through Jackson and Josephine counties and into a little bit of Coos Curry and Douglas counties as well.
Wow. So looking ahead, you know, when you get rain like we're going to get tonight and tomorrow, that helps, but it just helps for the short term.
Exactly. Don't get me wrong. We'll take every last drop of rain that we can get at this point. You know, it will make a temporary difference, but in the long term, it's not going to be enough to make a difference. The other big thing is when we get these big downpours, a lot of the moisture doesn't absorb into the material, the dead and down material. So a lot of it will just wash off and soak into the ground. If we could get this rainfall over a 7 or 10 day period, a lot more of that would be able to absorb into the moisture or into the material. A great example I like to give is if you take a bucket of water and you throw on a log, most of that water is just going to run off and it's not going to absorb into the log there. But if you take that same bucket, put a pinhole in it and put over the log, let it slowly drip on, more of that moisture will absorb into that log. So when we get these, you know, big rainfall events, yes, it brings a lot of water, but it doesn't make a lot of difference in the fuels.
And I was thinking, as you were talking about that, we got a new hanging flower basket out on the front porch. And last night I took the pitcher of water out there, but apparently I poured it too quickly because not all of it got into the soil and a lot of it spilled on the porch and elsewhere. So it's that same kind of principle.
Exactly. Yep.
Wow. So what are you guys doing getting ready for fire season, sort of some of the behind the scenes things going on now with DFPA?
You know, so this is a really busy time of year for us in a normal year, let alone with a pandemic going on. You know, so we're getting ready for fire season. We're going through, we've got a lot of our interviews and personnel selected for our seasonal fire positions. A lot of those people will come on, our returners will come on kind of mid-June, and then our new hires will come on a week or so later. But in the meantime, we're going through all of our equipment, getting our engines ready, and doing everything we can to be prepared for this upcoming fire season.
Now, what does that include aircraft-wise?
Yeah, so our aircraft, we have our own airplane. So it's been carted for the federal system, so it's ready to go for the summer. Our aviation assets are contracted, and those normally come on the middle of July, but we're expecting to see the same aircraft as we have the last couple of years here.
What about with this COVID-19 situation? We've been doing a lot of interviews that relate to the state budget picture and things like that. Is there a potential for agencies like DFPA to get impacted by some of this?
Yeah, so we're no different than any other state-funded agency. So we're funded partially in a 50-50 match by landowners and the state general fund. So there is a potential we could see some cuts down the road, like all other state agencies, to do an exercise to see what that would look like, to modify our budgets based on a couple different scenarios. So we've done that. We've presented that, and we're just kind of waiting to hear back what that's going to look like down the road.
And when you have that aspect, but at the same time, if you get a lot of active fires this summer, both DFPA and Oregon Department of Forestry and lots of other folks, you know, are going to be forced to put out the resources to make it happen. So it may get a little more complex as we go along.
Exactly. You know, depending on how the fire season pans out, again, things are looking like it's going to be another busy fire season. It could definitely go one way or the other very quickly.
So for people that are staying at home or maybe working from home, educating kids from home, we know, talking to Mike Winters on Wednesdays, talking to other people, that a lot of folks are out working in their yards like they've never done it before. What about things they ought to be doing that will help them, whether urban or rural landowners, to get ready for this fire season?
Yeah, so there's a lot of little things people can do around their homes to make a big difference in the event of a fire. So some of the simple things are just making sure that your gutter's cleaned out. Gutters are a great spot for embers to land. Keeping your lawn mowed. It doesn't have to be green, but keeping it short goes a long way. And then, you know, look at the vegetation around the house, whether it's blackberries or young saplings or large trees or whatever, and get rid of some of that material. You know, get rid of the underbrush, those blackberries, the brush, space the trees out, limb those trees up. Try and keep that fire on the ground if a fire does head towards your home.
Kyle Reed from the Douglas Forest Protective Association. Anything else people ought to know going into this weekend?
You know, the rain is going to be a great temporary relief, but in the long run, it's not going to do a whole lot for us. We will take every drop we can get. But again, if people can hold off on any burning till probably next fall, we're getting to that point of the year where that's probably going to be the best thing to do.
And what about your website and other resources people can access?
Yeah, dfpa.net. We also have our information line, 672-0379, and we're also on social media. We're free to answer questions, or there's tons of resources already on there for people to read up on.
All right, Kyle Reed, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
8:38 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.